Tack wasn't surprised when Daphne Phillips showed up at the police station mid-morning on Tuesday. He figured if she was any kind of lawyer, she'd be annoyed by the article in The Sun, and if she was tough, like Melrose said, she'd be more than annoyed. "Mr. Jones, I wasn't at all pleased with the article in The Sun. It was fairly damaging to my client."
"Are you representing Mr. Fry?"
"If you ever find him, I will. In the meantime, I'm representing his wife, whose interests certainly aren't served by misleading articles like this one."
"I thought it was pretty accurate, actually."
"Perhaps word for word, but put all together, it has Jeffrey Fry more or less tried and convicted."
"I can't be responsible for the way the press presents its material. You'd better take that up with them."
"I have. I just came from Duggan O'Neill's office. He refuses to back off or print any kind of retraction."
"So sue him."
Daphne shook her head. "O'Neill's Gary Holmes's puppet, and Gary Holmes is a powerful man in these parts. One doesn't go up against powerful men without a powerful case. I haven't got a case for libel, and you know it." Tack did, but was surprised that she admitted it. It was a classy thing to do. Actually, that was how she struck him overall. Classy. Her suit was that way. Wool with a loose jacket, a short skirt, and a silk blouse. Clearly a set. Clearly from Saks or Neiman Marcus. Same thing with the perfume she wore, which came to him in sweet bits and snatches. Her behavior was classy, too. Her voice was firm but pleasant. She wasn't the harridan he might have wanted her to be so that he could goad her on. He had a feeling her cool was inbred.
"So, what do you want from me?"
"A little restraint. You must know the effect this kind of publicity has on the Fry family. Laura Fry is totally in the dark about where her husband..."